This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in our Thursday edition of Sports Talk. The second half, April 17th, getting ready for NFL Draft. Just 7 days away. We'll be talking about the first round starting in Green Bay, Wisconsin this season. Hopefully one day they can work it out where the Jazz Fest is either before or afterwards. They can line up things, and also the Zurich Classic, where the NFL draft could be in New Orleans, because you know this city would put it on like nobody else could. I just understand, though, there's so many events going on dealing with, like I said, Zurich and Jazz Fest. Just kind of hard to host an event like the NFL draft here in the city. Looking forward tonight. We got LSU baseball coming up, taking on Alabama in the box. A big matchup for the Bayou Bengals. Last time they had an SEC series, they got swept at Auburn. So, you know, this Tiger team's coming out tough this evening. And a Bama squad, we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday, the fact that their pitching, definitely not very impressive. The bats, not too bad, but this Tiger team should be able to tee off on some Bama pitching this evening.
Yeah, that's what you would expect, but Auburn's pitching wasn't outstanding either, and they shut down LSU. It's all about execution, and Jay had mentioned this after, I think it was game two, I think it was ahead of game three against Auburn, that they weren't earning enough walks, but then in game three, it wasn't enough hits. I think they only had 4 hits in that game three loss against Auburn. So it's a little bit of everything. Like, you know, you have faith that LSU's going to figure it out at the plate. They had a good midweek matchup against a good McNeese team. And against an Alabama pitching staff that, as you mentioned, Steve, it's kind of near the bottom of some different categories. Not necessarily the worst, because Missouri's basically the worst at everything in the SEC. But Alabama has, they kind of pride themselves on their offense and their bats. And they have some scary bats in the lineup. But their pitching staff can be had. And that's what's going to come down to this weekend in the box, is can LSU make enough hay, especially against their starting pitching, where they can get those early leads that they didn't have against Auburn, and then hand the ball to Cason Evans and Zach Cowan out of the bullpen and pick up some nice wins. You got to protect the box. You got to protect home field, right? And if you can pick up 2 wins against Bama, if not even potentially a sweep, I don't want to look too far ahead of the horse.
Right, just win the series, please.
Win the series at home, and then you're right back on track. As we mentioned, getting to the 20-win mark is exactly what you want to see. So winning 2 of 3 at home, that's what you need to do.
Knock on wood, looking at the weather forecast, it seems like we're in a pretty good weekend in Baton Rouge where it's not going to affect any game time at all.
Yeah, knock on that wood, Steve. I'm keeping my fingers
maybe
crossed.
Maybe no lightning storms either, because remember when we went that one time for the, you know,
not
postseason.
Not a single drop of rain.
Not a single drop, but just a lot of lightning.
Ugh, it was terrible.
What we've been talking about, this NFL draft being a week away, today on ESPN, their NFL insider Adam Schefter was talking about Shedeur Sanders and the possibility of where he could be drafted, and kind of slotted it where he feels it's anywhere from 3 to number 21. A huge range there on where the Colorado QB could end up, and kind of poured some cold water on the fact of the Saints taking Shedeur with that 9th overall selection. So Let's hear ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
There have been people this week, not many, but a couple, who have pointed out, don't be surprised if the Giants take Shedeur Sanders at 3. Do I think it's happening? It doesn't sound like it, but I don't think it can be dismissed. And I know J-Mac brought up the possibility of the Saints, and it would make a lot of sense. And the Saints have had the longest drought of not picking a quarterback in the modern era of the common draft and haven't drafted one in the first round since they took Archie Manning in 1971. But the fact of the matter is, when you talk to people around the league, I don't think they believe the Saints are taking Shedeur Sanders.
So what Shefty's hearing is that the Saints are not in on Shedeur Sanders, and obviously that's just something he's getting from his sources and not anything concrete.
We said this yesterday, Steve, but the light that should be going off in every Saints fan's head that the Saints weren't going to take Shedeur at pick 9 is the fact that Kellen Moore wasn't at Colorado's pro day. Kellen Moore is going to have a lot of say into the quarterback that they do select.
Draft detective, Charlie Long.
Shockingly enough. Well, I mean, it's just...
Right, put two and two together.
Right, it's kind of common sense that, you know, Kellen Moore is going to have a lot of say into the next quarterback because, guess what? They're going to kind of develop and grow together, right? So, the fact that he wasn't there, if Shedeur was Kellen's guy, you imagine every single stone would be left unturned, right? So, I don't see it happening. Shefty had just kind of put the buzz out there. At the same time, yes, 3-21 feels like the potential range for Shedeur, because if he's there at pick 21, you can imagine the Steelers are going to take him. But how many teams in that range are actually interested in someone like Shedeur Sanders? You know what I mean? Like, the Giants seem like the peak. Because, right, as we mentioned, Travis Hunter is going to be a Cleveland Brown on draft night. He's going number 2 after Cam Ward goes number 1. But then there's kind of, you know, the Giants are where the draft starts. Yes, they could potentially take Shedeur, or they could take Abdul Carter, best player available. And then in between then, it's like the Saints are the potential spot, but they're not necessarily interested in Shedeur via that just clip that you played from Schefter. And then also, is there anyone in between the Saints and the Steelers?
Start going down the rundown of these QB needy teams. It's not really the case.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're Shedeur Sanders, this could be a draft nightfall for you. And if the Steelers pass on you at 21, I mean, unless a team trades back into the first round.
That I feel like is going to happen for maybe a few quarterbacks.
Right. I mean, we'll see what ultimately happens for some of these guys. It feels like the quarterback position in this year's draft is so, it's fluctuating a week ahead of time. Like, we just don't know where some of these guys are going to land.
What's wild, too, throughout the NFL, to have that signal caller, it's so important. But so many teams, they're not set at that guy, or they have someone in place already. You know, some of the teams that have struggled, like the New York Giants, to me seem like the spot for Shedeur. But you go out and sign guys like Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston, I really don't think that eliminates them at all. And of course, they're having another private workout with him,
right?
So the interest is still there, and I don't know. I just feel like the Giants are more of a fit than New Orleans for the Shedeur Sanders sweepstakes.
I am keeping my fingers crossed
I know you are.
That the Giants take Shedeur at pick 3. And, you know, we'll see what happens where Ashton Jeanty goes, because he's also a big variable where he could go potentially
6 is the favorite, right, for the Raiders?
6 for the Raiders, but maybe at 5 with Jacksonville. We'll have to see. But both of those two going in the top 8 picks, fantastic news for Saints fans that want to address the trenches in the first round with that 9th overall selection, because you're like, we did the math, Mason Graham, Will Campbell, Armon Membu, Jalen Walker, one of those guys is going to be there.
You're speaking my language for sure.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So the Saints are in a good spot, and especially if they're not going to be reaching on Shedeur Sanders at pick 9.
I would, though, too, understand if you're interested in the Penn State tight end Tyler Warren as well with that pick.
Throw him in there as well. I was only talking about kind of trenches. I know, yeah, Jalen Walker is kind of an off-ball linebacker that can play on the line of scrimmage as well. So there's that. But yeah, Tyler Warren's in the mix right there too. Tyler Warren could go as high as pick 5 to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, New York, both New Yorks, to be honest, and like the Saints are all in weird spots where you have these really good prospects at the top of this draft, and you just got to kind of got to see how they shape up and where they go in that top 10. As we said, it's going to be very unpredictable.
Man, hearing those horns makes me think of Jazz Fest. And coming back from the break, I'll give you the code word of the day. So stay right tuned right here on WWL after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I teased it. Now ready to party, folks. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is culture. That's culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E. Now just go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you have to do is listen at 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6 p.m. for the Jazz Fest code word of the day. And you can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lil Wayne and the Roots, John Fogerty, Harry Connick Jr., and so much more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Myself, I always look forward to the second weekend of Jazz Fest just because first weekend, well, that's next week, and that's tied up with the NFL draft. So always hope that the acts that I so desperately want to see end up on that second weekend because the atmosphere, always on point. Love the whole layout of Jazz Fest. You have great food there as well. The garlic ribeye po' boy sandwich, always one that I have that. It's a must have every single year.
Okay. Well, Steve, I mean, from a sports perspective, we've talked about this as well. We're really upset that Tennessee and LSU is playing on draft weekend.
Right? That's rough.
At the box, too. Like, well, obviously.
Good thing we got computers and phones to keep up with everything.
Yeah, we can keep up with it and everything.
I know,
like
it's
that.
Not like sitting down and watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it kind of stinks.
We'll be engrossed in draft stuff.
Yeah, the draft stuff is going to be taking up our lives for, you know, the end of next week. But it's unfortunate timing with what's expected to be one of the best SEC series of the season for college baseball.
Want to remind everybody, too, we've got the pre-draft show, which is great, with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and all the Saints brass. But if you want to hang out with me, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Deuce and Haas, and Jeff Nowak, also going to be at 504 Golf and Entertainment for our Saints draft show, The Party. Three levels of pure fun at 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. That's Thursday, 4 to 6 on WWL. We'll be back with LSU baseball right now.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.